Well, here we are, the final Tories take on the 2016 Lions. As we all know, the season ended in disappointing fashion on Saturday as the Lions lost their fourth straight game and were eliminated after the first round of the playoffs. The last few weeks, the Lions have had plenty of opportunities in front of them. A chance to prove they were the real deal with a win over their first playoff contending team in New York. A chance to clinch a playoff berth with a win in Dallas. A chance to win the division for the first time since 1993 in Week 17. And then finally, a chance at the franchise's first playoff win in a quarter of a century against what was, on paper, a fairly evenly matched team. But they couldn't quite seize any of them. Now, that's not to say they weren't any good this year. They just couldn't get it done against top competition. All four of their last losses were against playoff teams. Now, that also doesn't mean that they didn't beat anybody worthwhile this year. As players pointed out in the locker room after Saturday's game, if they hadn't beat the Redskins would be a playoff team. Their two wins over the Vikings helped knock the Vikings out of playoff contention. Those were big games at the time. That Thanksgiving Day matchup was about as big of a matchup as you could ask for at that point in the season. Plus, they made the playoffs. I don't care who you are or how you got there. That in itself is an accomplishment in the NFL. All 32 teams would tell you that. I know this fan base and organization is hungry for playoff success, but this year just wasn't the year for that. All things considered, what this team did accomplish was probably a lot more than what many thought they would way back in training camp. This was a team coming off of a shakeup of an offseason under a new regime, playing their first year without their star player in Calvin Johnson, that saw many of their playmakers, Riddick, Abdullah, Levy, Ansah, either injured or not looking like themselves because of their injuries, yet they still managed to create a never-quit mentality in the fourth quarter that gave us a lot of exciting games to watch and to cover. As Tyre White had put it after the game, they started the season slow and they ended it slow. That four-game slump from mid-December to January certainly puts a damper on how we viewed the 2016 season, and another first-round playoff loss is disappointing for fans. I get it. The team had a lot of opportunity in front of them. They seized some of them in those fourth quarters, but they couldn't quite make it happen down the stretch when it really mattered. Still, that 7-1 stretch in the middle of the season showed a lot of potential of who this team can be. So now we move on to the offseason. There are a billion question marks of what this team will look like this year. Way too many to address them all in this Tory's Take. But rest assured, we'll be here to cover them all. And we'll wait to see if the Lions can realize their potential with the opportunities that await them in 2017. Thanks so much for watching all season, guys. For DetroitLions.com, I'm Tori Petrie.